I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, tomorrow morning, Mouthy Gray leaves to take up his new duties as a member of Uncle Sam's army. So all of the good citizens of Pine Ridge have turned out to bid Mouthy goodbye at a farewell party given in his honor. As we look in on the little community today, it's late in the evening, and the gaily decorated schoolhouse is jammed with Mouthy's friends, young and old. We see Lum seated along one wall, trying to balance a plate of food on his knees. Abner is just approaching.
Listen. Here,
Mom.
These are the biggest pieces of cake I can find over there.
Oh, well, that's big enough. Ain't got much of an appetite tonight, anyway.
Well?
Yeah, couldn't hardly eat more than two or three helpings of baked beans and potato salad.
Huh.
And what's come over me?
Yeah, I reckon you're just worrying about the speech they're going to give tonight when you give Mousy that surprise we fixed up for him.
No, I ain't worried about that. I ain't going to say much, no way. Howdy, Miss Barton.
Miss Barton? Well, now, don't forget, Mom, you promised not to bring up the subject of how much snow you walked barefoot in when you was a young'un.
No, I ain't even going to mention myself tonight. Well, maybe a little bit, but that's all. Hello, Ezra.
Ezra? Doggy, that's the fourth time I've seen old Ezra go back after another helping.
I saw him running backwards and forwards like a shuttle in a sewing machine.
Oh, yeah, there's a eater, that Ezra.
Oh, what do you think this party was giving his honor instead of Mousy's? By the way, whereabouts is Mousy at?
Well, he's sitting right over there by Aunt Charity Spears over there.
Oh, yeah. Don't believe he's had much tonight either, has he?
Oh, just a couple of platefuls, all I saw. I reckon he's having about the same trouble you are, sort of nervous and jumpy, worrying about his speech tonight.
Oh, he wrote up on, did he?
Yeah, I seen him over in a corner while I go rehearsing, trying to learn it by heart.
Well, he ought to learn himself how to ad-lib him like I do. Give him impromptu.
Yeah, you had more experience than he has, Lum. Besides, you ought to say the same thing, been doing it for years. You ought to hear how Mousy's speech starts out, Lum. He starts it with a poem.
I don't neither say the same speech every time.
Lum, you don't change them.
I do. I change it up some. Take some out here and put some in there, sort of like a woman making over an old dress.
It still comes out the same speech, old Lum, right now, every time. That poem that Mousy's going to give is a dandy, too, you know it.
A poem?
Yeah, he's going to...
Oh, I'm scared of that.
The name of it is... Oh, Satchel Mine, you're just like a mother to me.
For goodness sake. Hello, Ezra.
Ezra. Oh, it don't take him long to get that plate filled up, does it?
Don't take him much longer to empty it, neither. What I was going to say was that Mousy oughtn't to have wrote a poem about a satchel, because he ain't supposed to know that that's what we're giving him.
No, I know he ain't.
Leastways, the folks here ain't supposed to know that he knows.
Yeah, well, they know that, Lum. Mousy knows they know it.
I know, but he ain't supposed to let on that he knows that they know that he knows. Don't look right.
Well, I don't know what to do about it. He's already got the poems wrote up, and he's aiming on giving it.
Well, to be honest, I don't think he'll ever get around to giving it, no way. Not after he sees what we got cooked up for him.
Oh, he'll forget all about that poem.
Miss Blevins.
Miss Blevins.
Taxes, I bet. Miss Clayton?
Miss Clayton? Say, Lum, you know what I heard Mousy say to Aunt Charity Spears a while ago?
No, what?
Oh, he told her how glad he was he's going in the army and all that, but said there was one thing he was sorrowful about, and that was that he never got a chance to go up there in Iowa and see his mama before he left.
He did, huh?
Yeah. Then he told all about how she was a lady blacksmith and how she seemed just like a father to him and all that. Watch out, Lum, your plate there. Lum, grab your plate.
Dad, claim it anyways. I never could bounce a plate on my knees.
You want me to get you another?
No, I ain't going to take no more chances. It's the last buffet supper I'll ever go to. I can tell you that right now.
Well, Lum, I believe you didn't have such skinny knees.
No, it ain't that. It just ain't sensible, that's all. or to be a log-in buffet supper?
All fellas can't hardly balance them things and eat at the same time.
I told Sister Simpson she ought to set up some picnic tables in here, but oh no, she had to do it her way.
Ah, doggies, you spilled your coffee too, Lum. That's all you get, just one cup.
Mr. Lum.
Oh, hello, Cedric.
Hello, Cedric.
Any news?
No, Mom, I've been out there watching good, too.
That's funny.
Cedric, you sure you're waiting at the right door?
Yes, Ma. I've been standing right there by where Mr. Lum told me to.
Well, that's the place, all right.
Grannies, I hope we ain't going to have no slip-ups here.
Well, we oughtn't have none. Not after that telegram we got back yesterday.
Are you sure you telegraphed the money like you're supposed to?
Yes, sir, I did. Dick Carlson showed me how to do it. Oh, well, fact is, he done it for me.
Well, in that case... Hello, Ezra.
Ezra.
Back again.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Ezra.
Dogies, he left that plate full faster than the last one, even.
Well, I reckon we'll just... Ms. Barton, wait a little while longer, then. Go back outside and keep watch, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
You recollect what you're supposed to do now, don't you?
Yes, Mom, the next room there. I recollect that good.
Well, that's fine. Here, take these broken dishes along with you and hide them or throw them away or something.
Yes, Mom.
Now, whatever you do, Cedric, don't let Sister Simpson see him.
No, Mom, I won't.
And let us know now, just as quick as you see anything.
Yes, Mom, I will.
And is Abner, if this thing falls through... Tom?
Tom?
What's that, Tom? Oh, yeah.
What do you say, Lon?
I don't know. Can't hear clean across the room.
Well, what was you laughing at then?
Well, you know what happens if you let on you never got a smart... remark. He comes over and repeats it a couple of times and then explains it to you.
Yeah, that Tom will do that all right.
What time's it getting to be anyway?
Why, just a minute here. Sunday suit's getting so tight I can't hardly get my watch out of my pocket no more. Must be shrinking.
Well, that weight you're putting on around the middle there wouldn't have nothing to do with it, I don't suppose.
It, doggies, it's might nigh 10 o'clock, Lon.
10 o'clock?
Yes, sir, sure as well.
Grannies. These folks will be wanting to get home.
Yeah?
I believe maybe I ought to get started, Abner.
Right now?
Well, I hate to, but I'm afraid some of the folks will start leaving.
Yeah, it's getting late.
You can keep checking with Cedric while I'm talking.
Well, don't you reckon we ought to wait just a little longer, Lon?
Well, it's getting awful late, Abner.
Yeah.
Besides, I got a couple of things I want to say to everybody.
Now, you sure now there ain't nothing about walking in the snow in there, are you?
No, ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well, good.
Will you take your knife and bang it on your coffee cup a few times and get the folks quieted down?
Yeah, sure. All right, everybody. Quiet now. Quiet,
just
everybody.
A little farther, Abner. I want to stand near the door to the next room.
Quiet. How's that now?
That's good. Ladies and gentlemen and fellow citizens of Pine Ridge, I reckon you all know why we're gathered here tonight. One of our respected citizens is leaving tomorrow morning to join the Army. And this is a little farewell party for him. We're going to miss Mousy around here. Going to miss him awful lot. But Uncle Sam needs him more than we do. I wonder just how many of you folks realize what a great thing Mousy's doing. Do you realize that little Mousy Gray here is going out to fight for all of us? He's doing it for you, Walt Bates. And for you, Ms. Barton, and for your youngins, Tom Foster, for every one of us here. Now, don't you think we owe him something for that? You bet we do. Don't you think we ought to see that Mousy has a better gun to fight with than his enemies has? Of course we are, too. Do we want him to be better trained and to have better equipment? You're dead blame right we do. Now, here's how we can do it. Tomorrow morning, and that don't mean day after tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, we're all going to go to the fellow we're working for and say to him, I want to join up with the payroll savings plan. Tell him to take that money out of your paycheck and invest it in war bonds for you. Oh, I know lots of you folks say you're buying bonds now, but that ain't good enough. That money has to come in regular or it ain't going to do Mousy much good. And here's something else, folks. When that money's taken out of your wages, you ain't spent that. You've invested it. You're going to get all that back plus a whole lot of interest. And that's going to be mighty nice nest egg someday, believe me. And so, folks, tomorrow morning when Mousy gets on that train,
Me and you are going to do something that'll help Mousy come back on that train when this is all over. Me and you are going to join a payroll savings plan and keep faith with Private Llewellyn Snavely Gray.
He's gone. Well, everything's all set, Mom. Everything's all set.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I just now checked with him.
Oh, well, good. quiet, please, everybody. Mousy? Mousy Gray. Come up here, Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Hurry up, Mousy.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Stand up here beside me.
Oh, right here, Lon?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mousy, we fixed up a little surprise for you.
Yes, sir. Old satchel mine. Old satchel mine. Old little satchel.
Wait a minute, Mousy.
Old valise of alligator leather. To me, you're just like a matter.
Oh, wait a minute, Mousy. Before you get into that, we got something else for you.
What did you say, Lon?
Mousy, I want you to step over there and open that door and go into that room.
Well, why do you want me to do that, Lon? I haven't finished yet.
Well, never mind. Just go in there and don't ask no questions.
All right. Why, Mom. Mom, when did you get here? Well, I never was so surprised.
Better close the door, Abner. I reckon they'll want to be alone for a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Granny, did you see that look on his face?
Yeah. You know what his mama said to me when I seen her outside there just a while ago, Lon?
No, what'd she say?
She said that me and you was just like a mother to her.